This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so I mentioned, we'll take a few segments, and then the great Gerald Celente is taking over. Warren Pattison's here with us. Famous constitutional lawyer. One of my great lawyers. Professor Epstein is right. He's proven. But Google brags on internal videos. They can steal elections. They can fix things. Russia has banned Google doing push notifications for 3 days before their upcoming election because they've caught them only doing it to certain candidates. Well, that's what Epstein's already caught them doing. Let's go ahead and play part of him when he visited Mr. Levin on Fox News.
Happened in 2016, the presidential election.
In 2016, I set up the first ever monitoring system that allowed me to look over the shoulders of a diverse group of American voters. There were 95 people in 24 states. I looked at politically oriented searches that these people were conducting on Google, Bing, and Yahoo. I was able to preserve more than 13,000 searches and 98,000 web pages, and I found very dramatic bias in Google search results, not Bing or Yahoo, just Google's, favoring Hillary Clinton, whom I supported strongly. But the point is, I reported what I found, and that level of bias was sufficient, I calculated, to have shifted over time somewhere between 2.6 and 10.4 million votes to Hillary without anyone knowing that this had occurred.
And so how does that get accomplished, these algorithms that are changed and adjusted and so forth, but to have that significant of an impact, obviously someone or something wants someone to win and someone to lose. For the person who goes on Google, how is that manifested?
Well, if you go onto Google and you type in anything that's election related, and that could be hundreds of things, you type in immigration or you type in the wall or, you think of all the things that are related to elections. The point is you end up with some search suggestions that are flashed at you as you're typing. We now know that those search suggestions have a very, very powerful effect on people and that they alone can shift opinions and votes dramatically. And then search results appear below. And the point is, if there's a bias in them, which means if a search result that's high up on the list, if that takes you to a web page that makes one candidate look better than another, well, if you're undecided and you're trying to make up your mind, what we've learned is that information posted high in Google search results will shift opinions among undecided people dramatically, because people trust Google, and they especially trust high-ranking search results. That's why 50% of all clicks go to the top two items.
Is that what Google did?
Well, again, I can't say what Google did, but I can tell you what we found. We found a very dramatic pro-Hillary Clinton bias on Google, but not the other search engines, and in all 10 search positions on the first page of search results. That's quite dramatic.
Wow. And Google is rigging the search results. Admittedly, we have internal videos. Anyone can see it. And before they were doing it some. Now it's a broken search engine. It's all just rigged crap at the top.
Wow, that's just stunning. I mean, Google is the one social media thing that I continue to use. And watching that makes
you
me feel like a monkey.
Bing is somewhat rigged like Google used to be. Bing is Google 4 years ago. You have to understand, we search exact headlines to InfoWars or to Breitbart or to President Trump's statements, WhiteHouse.gov. They're all blocked, my friend. Nothing but negative lies are on top.
Why we tolerate this is an open question. It's a mystery to me. And to me, that's why we probably wouldn't support
this. Well, used to, whatever was most popular got driven to the top. And it was the knowledge of the crowd. And usually, used to, if you typed in Alex Jones, it was the top link, InfoWars. Now it's down three pages.
Wow.
They're rigging everything and then putting the lies on top. Go to YouTube, type my name in. It's nothing but hit pieces.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Zero Salente, the trench forecast, we're taking over here in just a few minutes. But you were just flabbergasted. Again, we have Professor Robert Epstein showing that Google can and does rig search results, and that governs what people vote for. That's not even mentioning push notifications, any of that. And Facebook was set up by the left in the CIA, that's declassified, in Intel, to be able to weaponize in countries and cause revolutions or overthrows. And the Arab Spring used Google and Facebook. So that's what they're doing. It's happening. Now it's been turned against the American people. Obama legalized domestic propaganda use against the American people. Trump has done nothing to reverse it. He's given lip service and says he's going to do something, and that it's going to be very strong. Well, I want to see it, because I'm being attacked and lied about and everything else in an attempt to shut me up. So that I'm not here on air laying all these things out that are being proven right. They want me off the air because they know as all this tyranny comes in, I'm being vindicated. Well, guess what? We're still on air. And so now it's caused a chain reaction that we're in a life and death race here for the First Amendment, everything else. Specifically, I want to get into the Joe Rogan clip, get your take on what you just heard from Professor Epstein and the Joe Salente's taken over. But you were in front of the Connecticut Supreme Court in just a few days here, in just a week and a half or so, or 2 weeks, and we really need listeners. I may even be there. I don't want to cause hysteria of my enemies and friends. In this Connecticut case that's so incredible, with the mainstream media lying, saying I lost a case for a book I wrote about Sandy Hook. That's AP, not even true. I lost an appeal, not true. But this is the same, you know, system that just basically said Remington, should go bankrupt or whatever. But you're going to be there in front of the Connecticut Supreme Court. Tell us about what's coming up.
On September 26th, which is a Thursday, at about, I presume, 10 o'clock, we will argue the case involving Sandy Hook parents against you. The trial court denied your right to have your motion to dismiss heard, claiming that we didn't comply with discovery, which we did, and that you had threatened one of the other lawyers online. And I don't want you to, on the other side, on this show, and I don't want you to say anything about that. We did no such thing. You engaged in vituperative speech, which is your right. You have maintained a web presence and a media presence that questions orthodoxy. You've periodically permitted people to raise questions about the adequacy and thoroughness of the Sandy Hook investigation. Period. End of discussion. Move on. Pick up your bed and walk. There is a whole lot more to this country than what happened in December 2012. But yet, a well-financed hit piece of litigation has been used to try to silence you. And then in front of the Connecticut Supreme Court later this month, we will argue that you have a right to speak, that you didn't break anybody's rights in the speech that you engaged in. And in fact, that the litigation against you is ludicrous on its face. That free speech matters in this country. You need look no further than the back of a dollar bill to see that we've always had ideas about who constructs power and who governs in the United States. If you look back at the back of a dollar bill and you see the all-seeing eye over a pyramid, ask yourself what that's all about. We were raising questions at the founding when our money was printed about who governs. We're still raising those questions. We, the people, aspire to govern ourselves. The Bill of Rights enshrines those values in our society, and every particular fight that we have against the government or those that would seek to silence us renews our commitment to the revolution. So, Alex, I'll stand next to you every time, every day, anywhere, in any way to support your right to free speech. Thank you for having me here.
No, thank you very much. I want to play this clip because I mentioned it, and I mentioned it Sunday and didn't get to it either. Here's Joe Rogan talking about Rotten Tomatoes and the tyranny of the left, where Dave Chappelle predicted he'd be called a white supremacist for saying Smollett was a fraud. Smollett, his lawyers are now saying, well, the cops should have known it was fake. It's their fault. That's how crazy all of this is. And then Rotten Tomatoes didn't like him questioning that. So let's play this first little short. Well, I already played a little short clip. I'll play the Joe Rogan clip. But what he got in trouble for was making fun of Smollett and saying the left is a bunch of bullies and trying to destroy people's lives, even though I would say his main message was kind of a leftist, kind of race war, there's racism everywhere, canard. So it just shows this is such an extreme orthodoxy, such a cult, that big tech tells you you can't say Alex Jones's name unless it's negative. You can't say Paul Joseph Watson's name unless it's negative. I mean, that is so insidious and shows the power they think with AI to stop you mid-sentence. They're now saying over your apps, over your phones, they're going to start controlling what you can say. I mean, I can't see how this doesn't cause massive rebellion across this country and the world. I know I'm not putting up with it. So here's some of what Joe Rogan had to say.
Dave Chappelle's recent Sticks and Stones Netflix documentary, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, Rotten Tomatoes thought it would be a good idea to only have it reviewed by five super progressive critics, mm-hmm. only critics. They closed it off to the public.
Yeah.
It got 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. They then opened it to the public, and it got 99%.
Of course.
If that doesn't show a crazy disparity between, mm-hmm. first of all, the idea that you're going to suppress it, like you're going to say it's 0%, so no one's going to watch it, yeah. and we're going to shut Dave Chappelle down. Mm-hmm. He's canceled. Mm-hmm. F*** him. But people love him.
You can't cancel someone who doesn't care, man.
Well, you can't cancel Dave Chappelle.
No, you can't.
But on top of that, how would they not understand that someone is going to know that you're not opening it up to the public,
yeah.
and that once it does get open to the public, you're going to get a massive whiplash, a mm-hmm. backlash, where people are going to come, and even if they didn't want to vote on it, now they do.
Yeah.
And now they're going to give it 100% or 99%.
Yeah. I knew I had to watch it when I saw how all the media channel, many of the media channels that I really dislike and do not respect were coming so hard at it and saying, oh, no, you don't need to watch it and all this. I was like, oh, this means I absolutely have to watch it. The Guardian in the UK gave it 1 star. And then I saw Vice saying, like, don't watch it. Vox saying, don't watch it. I was like, okay.
So let's stop right there. So Media Matters, Vox, the London Guardian, they all gave it 0%. They only let five people vote who were in the critics thing. It got 0. Then it backlash, and it got 99% by the voters. But at first, they didn't allow voters, which they normally do. And now Google and subsidiary YouTube and Facebook say they're getting rid of the likes. So that basic human thing to like a restaurant or like a video or like a song, they don't like the idea because they know we all listen to the knowledge of the crowd. We don't listen to the paid critics. This is so revolutionary, though, of them saying we're getting rid of comment sections. We're getting rid of likes. They don't want you to have a voice. What authoritarians? This is incredible, and it's a very desperate gamble.
In the mid-1960s, the free speech movement took place in Berkeley and spread to campuses from west to right, west to east in the United States over silencing critics of the Vietnam War. I wonder if ordinary people can't turn that page and say to social media, we aren't going to take it anymore. Being woke is a twisted joke.
What's happened to the left? Because I'd call you a classical liberal. I mean, the average leftist...
Is it my hair, dear, or what is it?
No, it's like a ferocious, piranha-like, anti-free speech. They don't believe in defense lawyers anymore. They're just a group of dumb thugs.
There is no mob quite so vicious as a self-righteous mob, and the left is a vicious mob right now.
You know, the average leftist, though, really believes they have a right to rule. They believe they're the intellectual masters.
Well, If you believe in the efficacy of reason and that there's a right solution to most social problems and you possess that right solution, then you're going to try to force it down somebody else's throat. You're going to try to force them to be free, as Jean-Jacques Rousseau once said. Most of us take more modest views of the world. I don't know that I know the answers. I don't know that I know how we came to be here, what our destiny is. But I know it's important to respect the man sitting to my left or the woman sitting to my right, and that human kindness and human dignity matters. I think what the Bill of Rights does is protect us against the excesses of our worst natures, or our worst angels, as it were. And I will support the Bill of Rights and your right to speak anywhere. I will support...
Well, there's definitely a revolution against it. Norm Pattis, thank you so much. Great job. Joe Celente is always riveting, always informative with the economy, geopolitics, huge developments. He's taken over on the other side of this quick break. Please don't forget, we're going to be carrying Will Johnson's new show, Firepower, tonight, 7 o'clock Central at band.video is the best place to find it, band.video or firepowernews.com. TrendsResearch.com is Gerald Celente's excellent site. Be sure to check that out, TrendsResearch.com as well. And remember, the power structure is working around the clock. Try to shut us down and make sure you can't hear this voice. So the power you have is our most important power together to spread the word of mouth about band.video and about Infowars.com/show. Gerald Celente, straight ahead.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Thanks for having me on the Alex Jones Show. And these are important times, you know, what they were talking about with Google and on and on. So as they were talking, I went to the computer and Googled up some stuff. As I remember, back in 2014, 2015, 16, around that time, that Eric Schmidt, the chairman of Google, was involved with the Clinton campaign. And sure enough, and this is from, you know, those emails that they blame the Russians for hacking. And, of course, nobody knows who hacked them. And there are other suspects, but they're not living to tell it. Kind of like that Epstein guy, you know? Like, who believes that? It's a conspiracy theory, I believe, to say that he hung himself. But anyway, there was never any proof that the Russians hacked into the DNC emails. But as a result of that, here's a quote. I met with Eric Schmidt tonight. John Podesta, and this is, of course, he's the guy running the Clinton campaign. He met with Eric Schmidt tonight. And Schmidt, of course, at the time, was the chairman of Google. He told his campaign manager in waiting, Robbie Mook. Yep. And he's a mook, all right. He mooked it in April 2014. More than a year before Clinton announced her candidacy for president. It details the billionaire Alphabet chairman's interest in backing Hillary Clinton's nascent presidential run. Quote, this apparently comes from Podesta. He's ready to fund, advise, recruit talent, etc. He was more deferential on structure than I expected. Wasn't pushing to run through one of his existing firms. Clearly wants to be head outside advisor. So, is Google involved in rigging the game? Is there any more proof than this? And you can get a lot more if you dig deeper. And you don't have to dig that deep. But still didn't seem like he wanted to push others out. Clearly wants to get going. He's still in D.C. tomorrow and would like to meet with you if you're in D.C. in the afternoon. I think it's worth it, says Podesta. Schmidt's strategy memo. 2 weeks later, Schmidt sent a memo to Clinton aide Cheryl Mills outlining his idea for the campaign. Let's assume a total budget around $1.5 billion, more than 5,000 paid, blah, 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 volunteers. Much of the memo's content would have been old hat, blah, 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 nothing important there. But, and by the way, it wasn't $1.5 billion. I think they ended up spending something like $2.5 billion, if not more. Goes on, quote, it's important that all the player in the campaign work at cost, and there's no special interest in the financial structure, Schmidt wrote. Proposing audits to ensure no one was earning money in the sky, quote, the rules of the audit should include caps on individual salaries and no investor profits from the campaign function. For example, that rule would apply to me, meaning him. Not me, of course, because I would never work for Hitler. Schmidt also requests a meeting with former President Bill Clinton in February 2015. Quote, it is about the business purposes. It's about business, and they have in parentheses, Schmidt proposes to do with the campaign. Tina Flournoy, Bill Clinton's chief of staff, wrote, he says he's met with the HRC, that's Hillary campaign. Yep. Podesta replies, I've talked to him too. Robbie is in touch with his team. Flournoy also mentioned that Google was lending its corporate jet to fly the former president to Africa that summer as part of a Clinton Foundation trip. All right? It's one rigged game. From Wall Street to Silicon Valley, you name it, all we are nothing more than slaves on the multinational plantation. The entire game is rigged. And it's only going to get much worse as we go into the greatest depression. Because this time when it falls, unlike the last Great Depression, or the, let's go back to the Great Recession of 2008. It's not ancient history. It fell from the bottom. And then it collapsed. Remember them subprime loans? Hey, got no money? Got no job? Don't worry about it. You can get a house. Just sign over here. This time when it collapses, it's going to collapse from the top down. And the top down, and going all back to what we're talking about here, means that even more of the corporations are going to be wiped out, and fewer will be in control. There's over $250 trillion in debt, a debt balloon that built up following the panic of 08. The Leedy Institute, the Economic Institute, estimates that the United States Federal Reserve pumped in $29 trillion, that's right, $29 trillion, into the system to prop it up. Now, let's look now. Go back to the Great Depression, 1930s. There was no propping up before it fell. This time he did a lot of propping. And when it collapses, it's bada boom, it's big. It's huge. It's like nothing anyone has ever seen, witnessed, or can fathom. So what's going to happen? More corporations are going to be pushed out of power. The bigs are going to get bigger. And everyone else will be pushed aside. The littles will have a little bit, but not a lot. Of course, that's going to change as well. Because as this thing goes down, you're going to see a big revolt against the multinationals. It's happening in Germany. It's happening in Hungary. It's happening in Austria. Happening in Italy. And who knows? Maybe even someday in the USSA. That's right. The people have had it. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And when we get back, we're going to show you how they're going to lose it and what you can do to prepare, prevail, and prosper.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
America is coming back. People in California have been suffering too long under the Democratic Party.
People are still being censored. The shadow banning's taking place. Why is Google trying to change the outcome of the 2020 election?
You're approaching me.
Trump's supposed to be racist. Why he treating us all nice like that?
You know, I'm going to give you a hug because I appreciate you.
If he's not your president, then you're an illegal resident.
If you're pro-American, if you're pro-Trump, then that goes against their community standards. I like triggering liberals. And I like triggering them with facts. I mean, I'm serious. I, you know, it's becoming an issue.
Why do you put illegals ahead of Americans?
Time to go.
Don't tell me.
Just because you have some idiot that went out there and did this horrific crime doesn't mean law-abiding citizens should be penalized for it.
Firepower with Will Johnson. Premieres Monday nights only at band.video.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting it on.
Hey. Thanks for having me on The Alex Jones Show. So I was talking about the greatest depression coming around. That's right. They keep talking about, is there going to be a recession? Is there going to be a recession? No, it's going to be a global greatest depression like nothing we've ever witnessed before. And we're warning people to take action now. I don't give financial advice, but you know GC's, 3G's. Guns, gold, and a getaway plan. This thing's going to get ugly. Again, you're going to see riots in the streets like you've never seen before. Thieves, murder, stealing, you name it, anywhere, anyway, anyhow. Again, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. They lose their businesses, their jobs, their homes, and their lives. Depression levels, poof, they're already way up there. And they're going to get a lot worse. Don't believe me? Yeah. Weekend Financial Times. Ready? See that headline? Front page. Gloom deepens the global economy. The slowdown afflicting the world economy was reflected in the disappointing data on U.S. jobs and German manufacturing yesterday. Piling pressure on the central bankers to launch stimulus push. The central banksters. Now you remember the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ? Gets violent and throws out the banksters. Yeah. Out of the money changers out of the temple. They just changed their names. Same crew. Investors expect officials in the Eurozone and the United States to launch new monetary easing to tackle the downturn. China is also pushing ahead with its own form of stimulus, announcing yesterday that it will loosen curbs on bank lending as it grappled with, you know what, the impact of trade wars. The article was solid up until then, but the trade war thing is a lot of baloney. All of the tariffs, I have the numbers right here, that Trump put on China account for the grand total of 0.5% of China's gross domestic product. China's exports to the United States before tariffs were imposed ran at $500 billion annually, or 4% of its $12.25 trillion GDP, which in theory is a significant number. In fact, the percentage is far less. The potential impact of U.S. tariffs on China growth needs to be adjusted to measure only value added by China. GDP is measured in value-added items. U.S. imports from China are measured in gross sales. The value-added share of U.S. imports from China is about one-half, so the direct contribution to China's GDP from its sales to the United States is approximately $250 billion, or only 2% of China's GDP. So all this stuff you're hearing about trade wars is a lot of baloney. It's a global slowdown. The debt bubble that I was talking about before artificially inflated the addicted bull. It
That was from, again, the Financial Times. Check out the weekend's Wall Street Journal. You see that one? Global slowdown hits jobs growth. And again, the numbers would have been a lot worse, but 25,000 jobs that were listed on that of the 130,000 jobs that were created with temporary jobs, the Census Bureau that we pay. Census. They make no census to me. Waste of money. By the way, in preparing for this greatest depression, we should start at the local level and stop these municipalities and states from stealing all our money for state construction projects to build more junk that we don't need. Yeah, we need a new fire department. We need a new police department. We need a new this department. We need a new that department. And the waste of money that these stupid morons called bureaucrats that are in charge of using the money that's stolen from us to create jobs. They never spend wisely. And when I talked before about stimulus measures, that's what the government is going to do because they don't have the monetary stimulus in terms of lowering interest rates and quantitative easing as they did prior to the panic of 08. In the United States of America, our interest rates are over 5% when they started bringing them down to deal with the panic of 08. Now they're at 2%. How low can you go? Not a lot lower. Alan Greenspan, the former head of the Federal Reserve, the guy that gave us the plunge protection team back in 1987 when the markets were crashing. That's Alan Greenspan. He's saying, get ready for negative interest rates in the United States. Look what's going on. Negative bond yields. Yeah, you know, Alex Jones, I got a 30-year bond for you, a German bond over here, and I want you to buy it. Hey, you can trust those Germans. Yeah, their economy is going to stay solid, even though it's going down now. And in 30 years, when you cash it in, because I like you so much, you're going to get less than what you bought it for. This is unprecedented in world history. Go put your money in a Swiss bank. You know what interest rate you get? Minus 0.75%. This thing is going down. It's going to go down hard. Don't believe me. I only am on record of forecasting the 1987 stock market crash long before anybody else. Read our Trends Journal, October 1999. The dot-com bust by the second quarter of 2000 happened in March of 2000. The panic of 08. Oh, I took the domain name out in 2007. The greatest depression is upon us. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, and now your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, everybody. Great being here on the Alex Jones Show. And remember, to keep the truth alive and freedom of speech free, because they're taking it away from us at every level. There was a report coming out. I had it over here. The military is also on the verge over here of doing what they're doing to shut us down as well. But anyway, to keep the truth alive, unlock the ancient power of bone broth. Get ultimate bone broth formula at InfoWarsStores.com. 50% off for $24.95. Our ancestors knew the power of simmering down bones and joints into super health tonic known as bone broth. The sacred tradition was not just important to ancient man,
It could mean the difference between life and death. Man was in a constant state of hunting and being hunted, and the powerful minerals and collagen and bone broth were essential. Generations later, we've forgotten about the ancient health secret our ancestors cherished. That's why InfoWars Life developed the ultimate bone broth formula. And there you got it. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. Get ultimate bone broth formula at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for just $24.95. This is important. Number one way to prepare for the greatest depression is get into the best health you can be in. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm not talking about religious. I'm talking about spiritual in the sense that become the best person that you can be. I have a definition for hell. For me, hell is taking that last breath and knowing I wasn't the person I said I was or could have been. So become the person you should be, you want to be, and can be. And these products at InfoWars help at that level in building one of the elements and parts of the elements. So again, to fight this greatest depression, it's going to be not only economic, it's also going to be in the mind, the heart, and the bones, and the soul. It's already here. Money matters. Financial stress literally making 2 in 5 young Americans sick. According to a survey of 1,000 Americans aged 25 to 45, financial stress and worries are quite literally making people sick. Additionally, 35% of the respondents said financial stress has harmed their relationship with a spouse or significant other. 26% said financial worries had harmed close friendships. Another 26% said it affected their performance at work. And 21% said it had hurt their attendance at work. This is real. Another study came out regarding the Great Recession. The Great Recession put a massive dent in financial stability for millions of Americans and led to a steep rise in unemployment, but for many, the effects damaged far more than just the bottom line. A new study shows that those who suffered hardships from economic slowdown were more likely to experience a lasting decline in mental health, including anxiety, problematic drug use, and depression. Remember what I'm saying here and what I'm reading. This is all new information, just came out. You may have seen it early. I just found it, just was released. So when we're talking about the greatest depression, it's going to be more than economic, just as the Great Recession was, just as the current conditions are. So that's why you need to build yourself physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and InfoWars has a number of those products that can help you on some of those levels. And then you got to get, you know, do your own. Hey, did you see that study that came out last week that showed our military, how many are obese? In the Navy, like 20% obesity rate. So I'm just going to have a sinking ship of state coming along pretty soon. Because, hey, it's overweight at the top to the bottom in this country. Obesity. And that's why I want to have a fat tax. The more you weigh, the more you pay. Oh, Salenti, how could you say that? I could say it easily. Because one of our top trends for 2019 was ready to explode. All the data's there about the obesity rates in America and how much it costs in medical costs. The facts are there, one after another. So I don't want to pay for that. I got my own habits. I don't ask anybody to pay for those. I like the pasta all the time. Seriously, I don't, everybody, you're on your own trip. I don't want to deal with it. Just like I don't want to bring in more people from other countries. I don't want to pay for their health care. I don't want to pay for their education. I don't want to pay for their housing. I don't want to pay to feed them. I don't want to pay to clothe them. And that's why we should have a national referendum on this. Yes, I'm willing to do that. Pay for their clothing, housing, education, health care, etc. And I'm willing to pay this amount, in taxes to each person coming in. No, I don't want to pay for new immigrants. I want to pay to protect the borders. And I'm willing to pay X amount of dollars in tax dollars to do that. Leave it to us. We don't have a representative form of government. We've got a bunch of imbeciles, morons, liars, freaks, and fools. Repulsivekins and dumbocrats that are running and ruining our lives. So going back with a fat tax, I'm serious about this. This is like nothing this country's ever seen. We're going, again, the ship is state. You're looking at the military. We're going to be too fat to fight? I mean, come on. It's real. The numbers are there. It's all in our trend top trends of 2019. So the products at InfoWar can really help you in a number of ways. I want to stay on the economy again a bit. High debt levels are weighing on economics. Global interest rates are low and may head lower, driving by slowing economies. A less appreciated reason for slower rates is the mountain of debt built up during the past decade. I mentioned nearly $250 trillion. I believe it's more than that. This is an old number they're bringing out. So what happens now when interest rates go up? You got to pay back more of your debt. So, very important. I want to make a couple of connections here because our system of tracking trends is called Globalnomics. I mentioned to you earlier about China's trade and how it's going down. And the new numbers just came out. And it's down again. It's down despite their yuan, their currency, below that 7 to a dollar mark. So even with the cheap currency, as I said, I discussed this with Alex before, no, they're not lowering their currency intentionally. It's not helping that much. They don't want a lower currency because they import more oil than anybody. They're huge importers of product. So the cheaper their currency goes, oil, for example, it's sold in petrodollars. The dollar gets stronger, their currency gets weaker, they got to pay more. And they're huge importers. And gold. Gold's down from its high, but this is very important. When the dollar gets strong, gold usually gets weaker. Not this time. Dollar's getting strong and gold's staying strong. So I stick by my forecast. Gold 2,000 on the bottom end, 1,390. So again, we're going to be talking more and more about the Greatest Depression and what you can do to prepare for it. In the meantime, do what you can to support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the specials and do everything you can. Game over, fights on. The future is in your hands. See you next week.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.